Thank you for tuning in to Vine Live with host Janine Davis and guest Rory and Flora Smithy of Zona Maya Missions Ministry. Listen as Pastor Rory gives a powerful account of God's grace on the Yucatan Peninsula.
Good morning. Welcome to Vine Life. I'm your host, Janine Davis. And this morning, we have two very special guests in the studio. We have Rory and Flora Smithy of Zona Maya Mission Ministries. Zona Maya is a ministry that I personally saw God put his hand on and grew from the ground up. They are very, very close and dear to me. And their witness to me was is when God called them back into the Mayan jungle, the Yucatan jungle, amongst the Mayan people, they sold everything that they had and went to serve the Most High God. I want to tell you a little bit about what I know about Rory is he's a pastor. He's a father. He's a husband. He's a minister of the gospel. They have been won many awards, certified faith-based counselors. They're ordained ministers. He's a victim relief chaplain, and they've won an award for Servant's Heart for serving the community, Operation Blessing of Johnson County. He has a diploma in practical Bible theology from Calvary Cathedral Bible School in Fort Worth, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, Janine.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to read to the audience your mission statement because it's just so beautiful. It's the courage of our convictions based on Proverbs 28:1 and reaching the Mayan people since 1997. That mission statement is your witness to doing that.
Yes,
oh, my
is.
Goodness. And it wasn't really hard for you to answer that call because your lovely wife, Flora, is Mayan.
Yes.
I remember when I first met you guys and she told me that she was from the Mayan Peninsula. I said, but aren't you guys extinct? And she just kind of fell out laughing and she goes, well, I don't think so because I'm standing here. I said, but that's what they said. They said that the Mayan people were extinct. like you weren't on the face of the earth anymore. But let's talk about what's going on in that part of the world.
Well, we're so excited what God's doing among the Maya, among the native people groups of Mexico, especially where we are at and where Flora is from. And there is such a move of his spirit among them, coming to God, coming to his word, and wanting to know more about the truth of God's word. And what we do is we present that in first person. We actually are there. We live there. We work among the Maya. We live among the Maya. We've been there now for 16 years. Of course, my wife Flora is from there, and I met her there when my dad at that time was also in the mission field. So to see the Lord calling out these people to himself with the gospel is an exciting thing to be a part of at this time.
Yes, yes. And seeing all these other churches, because you've told me about all these other churches that have that's grown up.
Yes, yes. We have established several churches within that area where we are in the state of Quintana Roo and the Yucatan Peninsula. And those churches have grown. And we're seeing second, now third generation believers as the ones that came to faith 15, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. have children. They grow up, mm-hmm. marry, and now they're bringing their kids to faith in because they received the Lord.
So that must really make you guys feel good to see the seed that you've planted and the Holy Ghost has watered and to see that grow, come into fruition and grow and multiply.
Yes.
That's like the word coming to life. It is a living word. Amen.
The seed multiplying after itself.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
That's
awesome.
Such satisfying mm-hmm. work. And you know, I know that you had your questions when God called you.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about that a minute, because God is calling a lot of us out of our comfort zone.
Yes.
For this season, just preparing for our glorious Savior to return. And I want the audience to know, because we're talking to people all over the world,
yes.
that God may be calling, and they're saying, well, you know, what voice am I hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Am I hearing, you know, God's voice? Am I hearing, you know, mm-hmm. my voice or my pastor's voice? Or is it the Holy Spirit that's really prompting me to get up and move. How did you know, Rory, how did you know that it was God? And then let's talk about those doubts.
Well, I knew it was the Lord when he began to move in my heart at the time that he wanted me to go back to where Flora's people were to continue the work that he had called me to. But at the time, I struggled with that because it's like that inner conviction mm-hmm. that you have about something that you can't get away from. Even though you may be busy, maybe you're in a career, maybe you have a family, you're in a certain place in life. But God has already put that inside of you that you cannot be denied that there is something else you need to do. When I got to that place where I knew then I had to go, Flora had also felt this as well. God had put us together in extraordinary circumstances, how we met, and then we came here back to the States to live and to do as anyone else would, make a living and raise our family. But I just knew that I had to answer that inner calling, that inner voice, as we want to call it, but it's the Lord telling you need to go and fulfill a different destiny that you're in right now. And that wasn't to continue doing what I was doing, but to go and back and spread the gospel to Flora's mm-hmm. people.
And so God pressed upon your whole being, your whole spirit.
Yes.
And that's how you know, because you guys had a beautiful home, mm-hmm. two beautiful cars, your daughter. I mean, you guys had a really, really beautiful life. I mean, you had a great job, a nice career.
Mm-hmm.
You were rooted and grounded in the church here.
Yes.
And then God, the Holy Spirit says, okay, now it's time.
Now it's
go.
Time. Go. That's right.
I mean,
he starts to take what you think is impossible, how's that going to happen? And he begins to move into your circumstances in a supernatural way, because that's the only way I can explain it, to cause things to happen, to move me into a place where I could then say, I can do this, I can embrace this, we can now do the calling that God's called us to do. But it took a process. It was about 2 years for me to get there, but I stayed in that. It was difficult. I wanted to get out at times, saying, "Lord, I don't know I don't think I can do this." But He kept encouraging me by sending people along my path, so that it would keep encouraging
yes.
me. This was Him, and
yes.
this I'm going to do this.
Yes.
And as I kept having those experiences with Him, seeing how He could work in my life, and how He was changing things to make that happen.
Yes.
I just continue to say yes and walk with Him.
Yes. And audience, the reason why we're discussing this today is because the year 2014 is very significant. Every day is significant that we're here to praise God and bring glory to His kingdom. But He is moving us out of our comfort zone into different places.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted true witnesses to come in and talk to you about how God moves.
Yes.
And we don't know how He moves. We just know that when He does, when He presses upon your being, your spirit, your heart, you know that it's your Father, because the Word says that His sheep know His voice. Amen.
That's right.
And you know your Father's voice. And even though we know His voice, we still are physical beings. I mean, we're supposed to be more spirit, and we're all trying to get there where we are more spirit than physical. But all the circumstances and the things that you could understand and relate mm-hmm. to in your mind mm-hmm. about, okay, how am I going to feed my family? How mm-hmm. am I going to make a living?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going to live?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how is all these things going to come together, Lord? And like you said, you just kept faith, you kept hope, and God was sending people.
Yes, He kept, I get deeply, and I was deeply into the Word of God, because it begins to pull you into an area like that of where He's going to wants to use you with another people, another place, totally out from where you have been familiar with. And He's going to start bringing you deeper into His Word and showing you what His plan is, and your prayer life you know, you start to increase in your time with God. You start seeking Him with a fervor, because this is a life-changing thing that's about to happen to you. And to embrace it and say yes to it takes faith and it takes trust. And so I had to increase in all those areas. And the more that I did that, the more He showed Himself to me that this is what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. And this is the fulfillment of why I've put you and your wife together, so that you can take my word, my gospel, to the Mayan people. Mm-hmm. And the more I caught the glimpse of that, it began to feed my spirit and feed my soul that anything's possible. And I can do this, God. If you're with me, I'll go. But if you're not, I'll stay where I'm at until I see you moving.
Yeah.
Because it's the cloud by day and the fire by night.
Yes.
You know, to move with God, and when you're going into a whole different place,
yes,
it will be difficult. Yes. Because
yes.
I knew
yes.
how difficult this was going to be as far as my comfort zone.
Yes.
But the Lord showed me as we stepped out that I've got you.
And that's what I want to encourage my listeners, you know, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to encourage you that, you know, what you've asked the Lord for, what you've inquired of the Lord, the Bible says that you know, when we love God, that He would give us the desires of our heart. The Bible says, whoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. But sometimes we don't know how He's going to move in our lives mm-hmm. to bring us to that desire
exactly.
that we've asked Him for. So we have to be willing to stay at the, I was reading in Ezekiel about staying at the heel of the Lord. That means in His presence, in His realm,
mm-hmm.
where He speaks and moves. And that takes a lot of discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
It takes, I mean, faith, hope, the word, mm-hmm. and discipline. Because we have all these things that are not synonymous to the cross pulling at us 24/7.
Every day. Yes.
Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the things that we see have more of an impact on what we know in the Word of God. And it shouldn't be that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to keep it frank. That's just the way that it is sometimes.
Right.
And so seeing you guys sit here today in the studio and where we were 20 years ago,
yeah.
over 20 years ago, who knew that we would be in this place?
We're testimonies to God's grace and His power. So
oh
anybody out there
goodness.
Feeling like you're, you know, what about me? Well, we're just like
goodness.
You. We just began to trust God and look
oh
what He's
goodness.
Done. So
okay, so now I want to bring in this powerful woman of God that I am just so honored to know and call her. She's closer than a friend to me because I met her in the spirit before a friendship had ever surfaced. She's your wife, Flora. Good morning, Flora.
Good morning, Janine.
Oh, my goodness, Flora. We're talking about this. And you have such amazing gifts in the Lord. And I know one of them to be prophecy. And it's not because you told me to say that or you paid me to say that. I'm telling you what I know. And so I'm sure that that God had pressed upon you, giving you dreams, visions, or whatever, of what you were supposed to do, you know. And then He pressed it upon your husband, and you two came together because you are one. And now you are back amongst your people.
Yes. I remember whenever God started using people to speak to us, you know, He used prophets. Yeah, I will never forget this lady. We walked to a church. We were invited to this meeting, and we went. And this lady greet us at the door, and the first thing that she says, "You're going to the mission field in 2 years." And I was like, I didn't know what to say, but yet whenever my husband started seeking God because of the words that has come to us, you know, encouraging us that this is what God wants us to do. I remember even though that He had given words to my husband and to us, you know, I remember he had to fast 40 days to hear from God.
Mm-hmm.
You must hear from God. You yourself, okay, you have heard words from other people,
mm-hmm.
but now it's your turn to just be alone with Him so you can hear His voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's too many voices that you can hear.
Right.
And then once His word is confirmed to Him, He told me all about it, and I said, okay, whatever the Lord wants to do, I will follow you wherever you want to go. If he wants us to go back to my people, I will go with you. Mm-hmm. And I will go until, and I will, I just surrender myself to the calling. Mm-hmm. Totally, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Till this day, I keep reminding myself that whenever I come to America, I'm just coming for 6 months and we will go back. Mm-hmm. And there's something that I have my movement to worlds, or you can say three, because I can go to even to the deeps of the jungle, you know, and see people, how they live and how they do things, and then I come back over here. Like just the other day, I was just reminded by the Holy Spirit that there's too many things can go wrong in where we at. Mm-hmm. But and yet God's grace is with us, and he will always be with us. Because just the week before we left, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, just give me a word. Just give me a word. I'm going back to the state, and the people need you, and I know they need you. They don't need me, but I'm here to encourage them. Mm-hmm. Because we have seen so many miracles. The 6 months that we were there, all we saw is miracle after miracles and miracles after miracles. And we saw dreams come to pass. That whenever God spoke to people, we went and talked to these people that God showed us and the dreams, and the whole family got saved. Mm-hmm. You see, God's still speaking. Mm-hmm. And I believe that 2014 is really the time that God is really calling his people, calling his people to the altar. Because the way, if we could sit down and look at what's going on in the nation, right now,
I know,
we as Christians, faith, word people, because I call myself word people because I believe in the word, God. You know, I believe and I stand in his word by faith that God will never forsake his people. I can't focus in too much of what's going on, but I focus in what he can do in me and in my, and the people that have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes. That's an encouraging word. Compared to, you know, what's going on in the world. But I've called you guys, you know, together to come into, you know, the studio because it was just in my spirit that we, as humans, we prepare for so many things in life that we desire. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want a particular job, you go to college to prepare to get a degree or whatever. You know, right now, you know, everybody is losing weight. You know, it's the first mm-hmm. of the year. You prepare. You do things that's necessary, you know, to lose weight. You do things, you know, to prepare for the things that you want in life. You mm-hmm. know, you have to plant the seed and manifest. But at the same time, people call on God and they want things to manifest, but they don't prepare. Exactly. And so when Flora said, you know, that you guys, you fasted for 40 days, mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus fasted and he was God in flesh upon the earth. And he knew that he was going to meet Satan in the desert and he prepared.
Yes.
What more do we have to do? Mm-hmm. Because like you said, you know, you're a man of authority. You're the shepherd of your family. Mm-hmm. You were getting ready to move. I mean, everything that you knew was getting ready to change.
Yes.
And even though you heard from the prophets, you heard from different people that were encouraging you in the way that God wanted you to go, you needed to know for yourself.
Absolutely.
And that is a good word. And so with this year, you had pastors and bishops. And I mean, I just love, you know, the giftings and the call that God has put on his people who are encouraging us in 2014. But we have to prepare ourselves. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Amen.
To be yeah. able to hear the word that these bishops and apostles are confirming mm-hmm. in us
right.
of what God is going to do. And you can only do that by staying at the foot of the hill, mm-hmm. by staying in the presence of the Most High God, mm-hmm. by being praying and being obedient to get into that word every single day. He calls mm-hmm. us to his word. The Bible says, "The no man cometh unless the Holy Spirit draweth him." Yes. Amen. Yes. So, you know, that you know, like I had people joke with me and say, "Well, he hasn't called me yet. He hasn't drawn me yet." I said, "Oh, yeah, he calling.
Oh, he's calling.
You just need to get that wax out
of
your ear."
Right. Called self. Called my.
We just like.
Called me.
Just move it out of the way. Because this is going to be a year of transition
it is.
For
it
us.
Is. It's a transition. I've heard that word a lot lately mm-hmm. among God's ministers. As the Spirit speaks, he speaks mm-hmm. in unity.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to listen to what the Spirit's saying. And
yes.
I hear this word transitioning, to transition mm-hmm. us further, transition us into, transition us out of to what God has for us in this coming year. This is the year to take that.
Yes. And I want to encourage all of my brothers and sisters that are in missions and ministry, and they just not seeing the finances, they're not seeing, mm-hmm. you know, but God promised that whatever we needed to bring him glory, that he was going to give it to us. He knows what we need even before we ask. And when we ask, he shall give it according to his will and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to encourage this, that God is going to bestow the monies on those whose hearts are motivated in him.
Oh, yes.
Okay? Because mm-hmm. he wants to get us to a place before his glorious appearing, Rory, mm-hmm. that we can preach the gospel and not be afraid of not preaching it the way that the word says we should, because we're not going to get an offering, or we're not mm-hmm. going to get that invite, or mm-hmm. that we're not going to be able to feed our families. I'm just saying with some ministers and pastors feel and think that they don't say.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's the place where, you know, Satan has that noose around our neck as a body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, money does a lot of things. It brings freedom, but the freedom is supposed to be to glorify God and his kingdom.
That's right.
And if we do that first,
that's it.
Seek ye first to write his righteousness. And if we do that first, Roy, then all those other things will be added.
Right. We always do a lot of asking, and the Lord showed me that. He said, "You have not because you ask not, but when you ask amiss." And I said, "Lord, you're going to show me what amiss means." And what it is that he knows the motives of our heart, even when we don't know exactly what we're asking for and why. But we want it and think we need it.
Yes.
But the Lord, giving him time to reveal to your heart what it is that you want that for, he doesn't want to deny us any good thing.
Absolutely.
It's all for us.
Yes.
According to his riches and glory, his word tells us. But according to what it is God's calling you to do, and what it is you need to do it with, and how much it's going to take. All these things are steps of faith. And I know this, that sometimes the Lord will say, step out first and believe it and take it by faith first before you actually see what the manifestation of what you're going to need to get it done.
Absolutely.
So sometimes it comes before that.
Absolutely.
But if I'm always focused on that, always first, he'll always make sure that I have enough.
Absolutely.
More than
absolutely.
Enough.
So I want to encourage all you people that's had dreams and visions and people speaking into your life about what God is going to do, and you spent $100,000 or $200,000 on your education, and now you've got to go over to Tibet or across the sea somewhere, and you're thinking, well, how is this possible? How is this going to happen? Know that he is God.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. And there's nothing impossible
with
God. Yes. Mm-hmm. Just be encouraged. All of you pastors and all your ministers. I mean, you know, Pastor Jeff, I go to Turning Point and he makes us laugh because sometimes he says that he would go out and he would just, you know, preach to anything, a cat or a dog or he just wanted to preach. And he knew that God was calling him to preach. And, you know, and he has a definite word, a word that's relevant because it's the living word that he preaches. And look at where he is now.
Yes, right.
You know, might want to go look in the mirror like I did and start preaching. Well, I had to rebuke myself first, and then I start preaching to myself. Oh, yeah, that's a whole different story, but we won't go there. But Flora was a part of that part of my life when God was calling me, and I didn't want to have anything to do with it. You know, I haven't heard him, and, you know, he's not talking to me. Well, you know, he's knocking you in the head, but you're saying, well, I haven't heard from him, you know, that sort of thing. Uh-huh. And, you know, but all things work together for the good of those that love him, that are called according to his purpose. And I'm just so happy because of the hope Yes. He is our hope of glory, like Flora
he
said
is
earlier.
The hope of glory. Yes, he is.
Amen. And so he's moving. I believe that everything that he, God doesn't Christ. Waste anything. He uses every experience, every expectation,
absolutely.
Or every frustration, every disillusion that you might have in your life, and he uses that to fulfill his promise to you. Amen.
Amen, Janine. It's true.
Amen.
Because nothing's wasted in God's economy.
Nothing's wasted
nothing.
In God's economy.
Nothing at all.
And we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk about the fruit of the seed that God planted and how it has produced. But before we go out, Pastor Roy, will you pray for us?
Father, I just thank you this time we have to share your glory, Father God, with others, that you are who you say you are. You're the Savior. And you've called all men unto yourself. If I to be lifted up, I will call. And Father, these people that need you right now, Father, I just pray right now that they just look up and see you, Father. And there you are. He says salvation is right there in your mouth. It's right there at the now. Everything's in the now in your time, Father God. You call upon the name of the Lord and he will answer you. Be encouraged this morning. I pray for everyone out there that needs that word this morning. Just call upon the name of the Lord and he will answer. And I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be here this morning and share this with everyone. Amen.
Audience, this time and next, stay connected to the true vine, which is Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more information on Rory and Flora Smithy of Zona Maya Ministries, you can go to www.vinelifeconnection.com.